836 on WJR 760. Lloyd Jackson, senior news analyst, along with Mark Hollis, COO of Rock Ventures, in for Paul W. this morning.
Yeah, there's some big news and big dollars coming out of the Major League Baseball world. Let's bring in Steve Courtney.
What's going on there? Two of my favorite human beings in the history of human beings.
Mark,
Lloyd, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing? little reminder of our conversation brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Tournament time continues. You better believe it. Performance Remodeling is in the game with their $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com. Take your shot today for a chance to win Performance Remodeling's $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Here we are, fellas, the day before another Major League Baseball season gets underway. Sidebar, your Tigers get things going 3:10 tomorrow afternoon in Tampa against the Rays. Meanwhile, let me just say this. It is very good to be Shohei Ohtani. He is expected to make a Major League Baseball record, $65 million for the 2023 season. That includes endorsements. This according to the annual list published by Forbes just yesterday, making the Angels two-way standout, the highest paid player in the sport by far. Now, this amount includes the one-year $30 million contract extension that Ohtani signed back in October as part of an agreement to avoid salary arbitration. Now we've got a couple of former Tigers on the list. Interesting. Mets pitcher Max Scherzer was second on the overall list at $59.3 million. Yankee slugger, and you would suspect he'd make the list, Aaron Judge, who signed that nine-year, $360 million deal in December to remain in New York, took the third spot at $44.5 million. Another former Tiger, another Met, Justin Verlander, $43.3 million. And Ohtani's Angels teammate Mike Trout, $39.5 million. That rounded out the top five on Forbes. How come I never make that list? Ohtani is expected to make at least $35 million from endorsements, according to Forbes. That's up from $6 million in 2021 and $20 million in 2022. The young fellow's got it going on. Now, the magazine's endorsement revenue estimates showed a substantial gap between the Japanese star and his peers. How about this? Aaron Judge from the Stanks, the American League's MVP in 2022, was next on the list in line to make a paltry $4.5 million in endorsements. Trout, a three-time American League MVP, was third with $4 million in endorsements. Now, Ohtani, he is truly a once-in-a-lifetime player. The 2021 American League MVP, he's going to be a free agent after this season and is widely expected to land, yes, one of the most lucrative contracts in baseball history. He led Japan to victory in the World Baseball Classic. I think he had two wins. I think he had two saves and hit over 300. Yeah, that was a nice tournament for him. He was a runner-up to the aforementioned Aaron Judge in the MVP voting last year after finishing with 34 home runs, 95 RBI. Oh, by the way, while posting a 2.33 ERA in 28 starts with a 15-9 record. He will obviously be the Angels' opening day starter tomorrow against the Oakland Athletics. So there you go. Shohei Ohtani.
Steve Areno, how do you think the Tigers are going to do this year?
Well, we'll discuss it in depth tomorrow morning as we preview it. But obviously, under new president Scott Harris, there have been some changes. I think Tiger fans, Lloyd, Mark, will need certainly a program for this 2023 edition of the Tigers. As I alluded to, they get things going. It's kind of interesting. They will play six ball games before they open up at Comerica Park on April 6th. They begin a three-game series in Tampa with the Rays tomorrow. Then they will go to Houston for a three-game series to face the defending World Series champion Astros. Interesting subplot here. Eduardo Rodriguez will get the start for your Detroit Tigers, and by all accounts, talking to the likes of, and I'm not name-dropping here, please don't confuse it, Dan Dickerson, Matt Shepard, the voices of Tigers baseball, Eduardo Rodriguez has been on point during spring training. You remember they dropped a dime on him going into last season, and then he had the personal situation in May and just kind of disappeared for a while before coming back. But, you know, I think pitching is going to be a strong point for this Tigers team. And something else to look at is the Lazy Boy Tour for one Miguel Cabrera, the best Tiger hitter that I have ever seen in my life. So there you go.
Steve, we're 3 days away from a Final Four that's historic in nature, in that you have a 5, a 4, a 5, and a 9 that are taking. Your thoughts on what's transpired in the NCAA tournament?
Well, you know, our good friend, mutual friend, at least I say that, I don't know if he agrees, Tom Izzo, Mark, has said throughout this college basketball season that he thought, because of NIL, transfer portal, that parity has never been as great as it is now in the sport. And I think we're seeing that with the Final Four selections. When you have an Elite Eight, Mark, that featured no number one seeds at all, that was something in and of itself. Then you've got the Owls of Florida Atlantic, the Aztecs of San Diego State, participating, kicking things off 6:09 Saturday night. You know, did you have them in the Final Four? Absolutely not. Now, the question mark becomes this, and you're a hell of a guy to talk to about it. Is this going to be the future of college basketball for all the reasons that I had just mentioned? It's going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah, I think there's going to be something to that kind of moving forward. As long as you have the opportunity to move around, it's going to balance the field. And it's funny you said those two things, because this morning I had the same two comments, that NIL and the transfer portal is really creating some unique situations.
And, Steve, before I let you go, I understand that Ron Woods is maybe talking about moving the Lions headquarters from Allen Park.
Yeah, it's initial discussions there, Lloyd. We'll see how the situation bears itself out. I mean, they've been there, obviously, for a long, long time. Sheila Fort Hemp has, and the Fort family have dropped money into it, having been there a gazillion times. Mm-hmm. Always impressive, but, you know, I guess nothing lasts forever. So I'm sure they'll do their due diligence. And we'll take it from there.
All right. Steve Courtney, good to talk with you, my friend. We'll see you soon.
All right. Lloyd, Mark, always a pleasure.
See you, my friend.
It's the Paul W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Mark Hollis, COO of Rock Ventures, along with Lloyd Jackson, myself, senior news analyst. We'll be right back with more of the Paul W. Smith Show in just a moment. It's 844-760-WJR.